Welcome back to Talking Medicine on the Parsha with Anil Eisenberg. Parshas Ekev, there is a loaded comment. It seems very innocuous, but I think it's really loaded on a rather famous pasuk. The pasuk is in Perek Ches, pasuk Yud, V'yachalta v'savata, you shall eat and be satisfied, u'v'rachta Hashem lokecha al'aretz hatova asher nasan lach, and you're going to bless Hashem your God over the good land that Hashem has given you. Of course, Chazal understand over here that this is the mitzvah d'oraisa of Berachas HaMazon, of benching. The Gemara in Brachos elaborates on this point. And I want to take a look at the Targum Yonasan over here, which I think will bring some questions of its own, and as well as some simple questions that we should ask in the pasuk. So Targum Yonasan begins, V'tahavun zehirin bizman datun achlin v'savayin, that you should be careful at the time that you are eating and you're to satiety. Havon modin umavarchin kadam Hashem lakachon, that you should thank and bless before Hashem your God al kol peire ara mishabcho diavlachon, on all the fruits of the praiseworthy land that was given to you. So there's a lot there to unpack, and we're not going to be able to do everything in this 5-minute shiur, but just a couple of points. So first of all, it's interesting that on ala aretz atova asher nasan lach, on the good land, so Targum Yonasan says it's on the fruits of the land. The fruits of the land is not just the land, it's the fruits, which possibly is in line with the sheet of Rabbi Gamliel and the Gemara in Brachos. There's a discussion. The Gemara in Brachos is the mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon. Is that a mitzvah when you eat bread? Because that's seems to be the topic of the pasuk, right? It says Miskenes Lo Shachem Lechem, they're going to eat bread in poverty. Or does it go to the pasuk before, which speaks about the Shivas Aminim, Eretz Chitus Or Gefen Sena Rimon Eretz Hashem Ludvash? And Rabbi Gamliel actually holds there, against the Chachamim, that you say Birchas HaMazon over the Shivas Aminim. So over here, when this pasuk, which is understood as the mitzvah of benching, and Targum Yonasan understands it to be praising Hashem over the land of the fruits, so maybe this is in line with Rabbi Gamliel, which would be a little bit surprising, because it's the Das Yachid that we do not hold like. So it's interesting that Targum Yonasan would choose that interpretation. However, maybe that's not what Targum Yonasan is doing. Maybe Targum Yonasan is actually trying to solve a different problem, which is really a challenge that, to the poshup shot of this pasuk, which is not really perfectly in line with the rabbinic interpretation, I guess, if you can say it like that. That the simple understanding of the pasuk, v'yachaltu v'savatu v'rachtas Hashem alechecha al aretz hatova asher nasan lach, that if you would ask someone off the street, when you are saying Birchas HaMazon, what are you thanking Hashem for? So the typical response would be, right, this is, I'm thanking Hashem for the food that I ate. It's the grace after meals. That's what I'm thanking Hashem for. Yet the Torah and the pasuk says you should be thanking Hashem, you're blessing Hashem al aretz hatova asher nasan lach, over the good land that He gave you, not necessarily the meal. In fact, you bench even if the meal is not from food in from Israel, and even if you're not in Israel at the time of the eating, you still bench. So that's a question that I definitely won't have time to address now. But this challenge of the mitzvah of benching being understood from here, yet, and meaning being applied to thanking Hashem for the food that you ate, while the simple understanding of the pasuk is just it's thanking Hashem for the land, which is not necessarily connected to the food that you ate. So what's going on here? So maybe Targum Yonasan can help us address that. It could be combining the pasuk shot, which is that the blessing is over the land, with as Chazal understand it, the blessing over the food. Targum Yonasan tells us that it's a blessing over the land, right? If you take a look at this, at the Lashon, the lashon of the pasuk is, or sorry, of Targum Yonasan, is that v'tahavu zehirin bizman datun achlin v'savin, that it's you should be careful at the time that you are eating and being satisfied that you thank Hashem for this. That it sounds like the trigger for Birchas HaMazon. Birchas HaMazon, or really, I guess what we call Birchas HaMazon, is thanking Hashem for the lands and for the land and for the fruits of the land. That this is a time that we're, you know, we're thanking Hashem for the land of Israel and its special fruits. And when do we choose to do that, or when does Hashem choose to tell us to thank him for the land? Specifically when we eat, not necessarily when we eat the fruits of the land, and not necessarily when we eat anything from the land, and not necessarily when we're in the land, but the trigger for some reason, we won't be discussing now, for thanking Hashem for the land and the fruits is when we eat to satiety. And that's, I think, Targum Yonasan is getting from, or we're getting from Targum Yonasan from the Lashon of, be careful at the time of your eating and being satisfied. That's what you're supposed to do, and even if it's referring to the fruits of the land, so it's not necessarily Rabbi Gamliel Shita that you're benching over the fruits, but rather you bench Hashem over the land and fruits, and that is triggered by achila and sevia, by eating to satiety.